All the land board members we expect are here. The auditor has a, is out of the country, so he'll be back. So I want to call this meeting to order. I trust we've all had a chance to look at the minutes. Is there a motion?
Move to approve.
Second?
I second, Mr. Kevin.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, it is unanimous. First action item, please, Director.
Thank you, Governor. The first action item is 0924-1, Maine Soup Timber Sale. The Maine Soup Timber Sale is located approximately 6 miles southeast of Swan Lake. The sale includes 5 harvest units of ground-based logging. The estimated harvest volume is 8,302 tons of saw logs. The minimum bid is $24.87 per ton, which would generate approximately $206,460 for the Common Schools Trust and approximately $36,974 in forest improvement fees. Members of the board at the DNRC request approval of item 0924-1 as described in the agenda.
Okay. Is there any public comment on this agenda item? Anyone wish to make their thoughts known? Okay. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move we approve 0924-1.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It is unanimous. Next action item, please, Director.
The next action item is 0924-2, oil and gas lease sale. The DNRC held an oil and gas lease sale that started on August 29th and closed on September 4th, 2024, through an online auction company, EnergyNet. A total of 4 tracts were offered for lease. 4 tracts were leased for a total of $2,853,403. The 4 tracts that were sold covered a total of 2,295 acres. The average bid per acre was $1,243. The high competitive bid for the September 4th sale was $4,315 per acre, and the largest total bid was $2,761,600 for Tract 3 in Richland County. This was a historic sale for the board, for the school trust, making this the largest sale since 2012. So with that, Governor, the DNRC requests approval of item 0924-2 as described in the agenda.
And really, compliments for moving us to an online auction platform to allow more competitive bidding and a better return for the state. So thank you. Is there any public comment on this agenda item? Anyone wish to make their thoughts known? Okay, do we have a motion?
I move agenda item 0924-2.
Second?
Second.
Okay. It's moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Governor, just really quickly, over $4,000 an acre, that's bonkers.
Yeah.
That's a ton for up there.
I'm oil in the ground.
I'm glad to see it. Richland County, northeastern Montana, getting it done again. But, wow, that's a big bid.
Yep. Any other discussion?
So, Governor, if we could, I know this is historic. And in oil and gas, there's a tremendous, you know, up and down and all of that. It'd be nice to see some sort of a trend to see exactly where we are with it. You know, there's historic knowledge that the land board looks at, and I know DNRC also. But I believe we could have some historic knowledge of what this thing looks like. Because if we're going like this, or if we're going to stay at this level, that's tremendous, especially with our legislature that's coming on.
Yeah. Director, when was the last time we reported oil and gas revenues to the land board as an information item?
Mr. Governor, I think it has been a while, and I know that we had a historic oil and gas lease sale. This was a couple of years ago now, where we reported over $1 million. I think it was $1.2 million. We could certainly work to provide something. We do normally do a recap of oil and gas revenues throughout our fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
In the annual report.
It'd be interesting just to look at, since we've adopted the online auction platform, what change has occurred. So,
thank you.
Yeah. Great. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And there are no opposed. It is unanimous. Next action item, please, Director.
Next action item is 0924-3, land banking parcels set minimum bid. The DNRC requests to set minimum bid for 1 parcel totaling approximately 640 acres nominated for sale in Fergus County. The sale was nominated by the lessee and is located approximately 24 miles north of Winnett. The sale parcel has been used primarily for livestock grazing purposes and has below average productivity for agricultural and grazing land statewide. The DNRC requests approval of item 0924-3 as described in the agenda.
Okay, is there any public comment on this item? Anyone wish to make their thoughts known? Okay, hearing none, do we have a motion?
I move agenda item 0924-3.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? It is unanimous. The motion passes. Next agenda item, please, Director.
Thank you, Governor. The next action item is 0924-4, easements. The easements before you today are detailed in your packet. The affected counties are Custer, Fallon, Flathead, Madison, Powder River, Ravalli, and Sanders. The total easement package value is $18,175. The easement package will benefit common schools, public buildings, and public land trust. This month's easements are for buried electric distribution, buried fiber optic cable, buried natural gas pipeline, two overhead telecommunications lines, and sanitary sewer main line. The DNRC requests approval of item 0924-4 as described in the agenda.
Okay, is there any public comment on this agenda item? Anyone wish to make their thoughts known? Okay, hearing none, is there a motion?
Mr. Governor, move we approve 0924-4.
Is there a second?
A second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, it is unanimous. Next agenda item, please.
The next item is 0924-5, property management rulemaking. The Real Estate Management Bureau of the DNRC is seeking land board approval to proceed with rulemaking to amend ARM 36.25.90130 and ARM 36.25.90033 to update rules pertaining to real estate management projects. This subchapter of rules was created with guidance from the 2005 final Real Estate Management Programmatic Environmental Impact Statement. The rules are set to expire on July 18, 2025, potentially leaving the Real Estate Management Bureau with diminished guidance and authority for fulfilling its mandate to generate revenue to the trust beneficiaries. The primary goals of the proposed rule amendments are to remove the expiration date and to clarify the definition of residential use, making it more consistent with statute. There will be a 30-day comment period and a public hearing on November 7th, 2024. After the notice and hearing, the DNRC would seek final land board approval for adoption of the final rule change in 2025. The DNRC requests approval of item 0924-5 as described in the agenda.
Okay, is there any public comment on this agenda item? Anyone have any thoughts? Okay, hearing none, do we have a motion?
I move agenda item 0924-5.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Discussion?
Mr. Governor.
Yes, AG.
Question for probably Director Caster, or maybe you want to hand this one off. I'm curious, does anyone know why this had a 20-year limit before? I mean, we're removing an expiration date, which I'm okay with, but why was there one put in the first place?
Mr. Chair, Mr. Governor, Attorney General, it's a really fair question, and if I may, I'd like to redirect that to Sean Thomas for that historical context.
Good morning, Governor, members of the Land Board. For the record, Sean Thomas, Sean spelled with a W-T-H-O-M-A-S. I'm the Division Administrator for Forestry and Trust Lands Division. Governor, Attorney General, so I think the short answer to your question is the department was sort of moving into commercial development in a larger way than historically we had in about 20 years ago. And so during that process, the public was demanding that we had a plan and some thresholds, different things about how we would develop trust land for commercial uses into the future. And I believe there was sort of some concern amongst folks in various locations around the state that we would sort of, you know, develop everything. And so that's really the reason that I think there was a sunset in the original programmatic EIS that was done in a large public process across the state. And they just put a 20-year time frame on it at that time. So that program has sort of unrolled and unfolded over the last 20 years, and it has not exceeded anything close to the thresholds that were established. The level of development has always been very much in line with what local planning and zoning, as we are located in the path of development in various communities around the state. Does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you.
Okay. Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Those opposed say no. Okay. It passes. That concludes our agenda items for today. At this time, we'll take public comment on any items that were not on the agenda. Is there anyone that would like to wax eloquent on some other topic? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, we are adjourned.